Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 424 for Thursday, October 18th, 2007. The Smart Shopper. And now, get ready for Dick. It's Thursday, and it's time for the Daily GizWiz. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Match Game himself, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo.
Hello!
Did they ever, you never got that, did you, on the Match Game, where they bring you out and the crowd goes wild? And
oh, you know what? A few times.
Oh, good.
You know, I used to sit right next to Gene Rayburn, about 2 feet away, picking out the questions and stuff. And it started with Lauren Bacall one day was on the panel, and she was staring off camera, and Rayburn was asking for her answer, and she was not putting up her card. And Rayburn said, "Why are you staring at Dick DiBartolo?" And Lauren said, "I'm in love with Richard DiBartolo."
You're kidding.
Yeah, right. And then I saw the camera go on me, and I did. I was very agile, and I did a falling over backwards, and I kicked the question board up in the air.
How I want to see that is. Yeah, I hope that's not one of the ones that got lost forever.
Well, you know what? I wish I had. I think I might have that somewhere.
Oh, anyway, I see that.
After that, Rayburn said, "You know what?" He said, "If ever the show is, you know, you think the questions are dying," he said, "I don't care if you walk on camera, you know. So nice. I finally had to join after because I was walking
on
camera so much.
Oh,
so
that's I was on. So yeah, you really did become a part of the show.
Yeah, I did.
You were kind of like the Gelman.
Yes, exactly. Well, except I didn't. You know, when I used to work at Regis, I was walking by one of the file cabinets, and on top there was 8x10s of Regis, 8x10s of Kelly, 8x10s of Michael. So I was not sending out 8x10s of Michael. Do you have an 8x10 of yourself?
I do. So not 8x10. I can't afford an 8x10. I have a 4x5, but.
Yeah, I have like a postcard size.
Postcard size.
Actually, the ones I send out are the ones of you, but it's cheaper. I draw a mustache on it and I sign
it. Looks the same. Exactly.
The same.
One Italian guy or another, it's all the same.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, wait, I have to tell you, I don't know why this came to mind, but, you know, people think show business is wonderful and all these magical things happen. When my book first came out, Good Days and Mad, this guy called me up and he said, "I'm a Hollywood producer. Has anybody optioned your book yet?" And I said, "No." And he said,
"Good.
Don't option it to anybody. Oh, I want to option it."
Oh,
I go, "Okay." And then he says, "Tell me, what is your book about?"
Oh, geez.
Is that a riot?
Oh,
he said,
geez.
"Can I get a free copy?"
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know. The wonderful world of show business.
It's really true. There's a lot of scammers out there.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Anyway, I'm going to go to gadget.
We haven't done a gadget yet.
We haven't done it.
We're having so much fun. I didn't even.
I told you. You probably get them, too, now that you're looking at your emails. 3 or 4 emails going, "Guys, doesn't matter if you skip the gadget. We just love hearing you two guys joking with each other." I've never found Leo funny on my own, but I just
you very kindly laugh when I say something.
People read into these
funny
things.
Looking, I think, is the,
yes,
the
yes.
phrase you were looking for.
Okay, our gadget today is Smart Shopper. Okay, now this is a magnetic device about the size of a small adding machine, but very flat. If you want to check it out, Leo, smartshopperusa.com.
Smart okay, Shopper. Now. I'm entering it in now.
Smartshopperusa.com. Okay.
Wow. Who owns USA.com? Wow. That's a pretty good web site.
Smartshopperusa.com?
No, just USA.com.
No,
not smartshopper.usa, smartshopperusa.
Yes, smartshopperusa.com.
Oh, okay. I put smartshopper.usa.
Oh, no.
Oh, USA. I know. We have this on our refrigerator at the lab.
Are you serious?
This thing is hysterical.
This thing, it's very funny.
I love this device.
Yeah. The guy, it was at a show called Showstoppers. And I said, what is this? And he said, well, it's magnetic, and you click it on your refrigerator. And when you add a something, you're always looking for a pencil and paper, but instead you just push this record button and say the item. And I said, it records the item. He said, well, it will change the item into a text.
It does a good job of that, too, by the way.
It does, Leo. Yeah. The funny thing is, I said to the guy, oh, really? Yeah. Let me try. Uh-huh. And, well, I'm going to do it right now, and we'll see what we get. So I'm holding it up, and I'm pushing the record button. Apple pie. And it got it. Apple pie.
Wow.
Now, you know, being a television personality, that nothing will ever work on live television. So I'm doing this on the air. And I say apple pie, and it says ant killer.
No.
But, right. But I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is that in the studio, when you're holding it, I couldn't judge the distance.
Right.
On the refrigerator, you're pretty much.
Oh, no, it works perfectly, I have to say.
It works perfectly. Yeah. And if you do get one. And it's coming up with very – when I first took it out of the box, I would say peanut butter and it would say stepladder. And I'm thinking, what? Are they kidding me? Did they have a little man inside the one I saw the demo of writing on the back of the screen? So I went into settings, and it turns out that there are microphone settings and you have to pick out – it turns out that my voice is kind of loud and – I had to pick the low setting. Once I picked low, it got every cherry pie, toilet paper.
And a huge variety of stuff, too.
Yes, Leo, you can say, let me do dry cleaning, see what happens.
Because it's not just grocery store stuff.
Dry cleaning. Dry cleaners.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it put it on the list. And then what you do is you hit print. And everything that you've put in it, it puts all your errands at the top of the printout. Go to the cleaners, go to the dentist, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, it's not just, oh, I see. That's clever.
And then it'll do all, it'll put the vegetables all on the vegetables. It'll put all the dairy products on
easy.
The dairy.
You just wander down the aisle and it's in order.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's pretty clever. It's
been on the refrigerator at the lab because we showed it, I think, or something. But anyway, it's been sitting there for a while. And no matter who comes in and all different types of people, it's very accurate. Now, what happens if you say something that's not on its list? Can you add things to its list?
Yes. And I forgot. I'll do it.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Red bell peppers?
Close.
Okay. You can click down and it goes none of the above. And then I forgot how.
You couldn't add rubber baby buggy bumpers.
But. No, you couldn't. You couldn't. But you can go into, I'm not going to do it here.
Like
go
a
into
manual
settings.
Setting or something.
Yes,
like
you can add coupons. You can.
Really, I think there is a negative to this. The price.
What's that?
It's a little
yes,
pricey.
The price. It's very pricey. It's $149.
Yeah. See, if they got this under $100, they would do so well. Maybe they can't.
You know what, Leo? That is so amazing because I said to the guys, listen, I said, I know you, and it's two guys who had this idea and they've poured all their money into it.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And I said, guys, listen. I can imagine how many hundreds of thousands of dollars you put into this because it's a good looking thing. It's sturdy. It's well worked out. I said, you want to know something? The magic price for something like this is $99.99. I said, hopefully you could get it there. And he said, that's what they're trying for. They have to figure out ways to, you know, cut corners and still make it be as accurate as it is. But they put a lot of effort into this. And it's very funny because you and I came up with the same thought about it.
Yeah. Well, and I love it. In fact, I'll probably get one because it probably is useful enough.
Now, you have to buy rolls of the paper, right? You know, it's funny because my wife and I both remember, and I'm sure you remember too, having lists in the kitchen that were on these rolls. And you would write, then you tear it off.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgot about that.
And we've been looking for those. We've actually, I don't know what you call them, but we've gone everywhere looking for these. And we say, you know those roll-up grocery lists? And nobody has them, or they don't understand what we're talking about, but I can't find them anywhere. And this is probably the closest thing. It's a lot easier in a way. But you do you have to use their rolls. Are they standard, like, calculator rolls, or do you have to...
You know what? They look like standard calculator rolls. It comes with three rolls.
That'll go forever.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the kids start playing with it. Oh, I get to see Henry.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Yeah, and the little print is built in, has 25,000 preloaded items. Let me see. Caution, please never say baby buggy bumpers. I wonder why that is.
Oh, Henry's going to go up and say brassier. You know, he's going to, I could just see all the things he's going to say.
Well, let's just see. Brassier. Corn syrup?
Yes, that's exactly what I was looking for. I think this is a neat product. I do hope they get the price down. And, you know, I think probably even at $150, it's worth it because of the time you'd save, you know?
Yeah. You know, if you're looking for a gift, you know, and you have some money to spend and you're looking for something that the guy is a gadget freak.
True.
You don't want you can't buy him an iPod because he has 19 of them.
This would be perfect for that. Or, you know, I think it's a good bridal gift.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And they won't get 30 of these. You don't run not another Smart Shopper.
Wouldn't that be funny? This is from smartshopperusa.com.
Yes, sir.
And I think I wish them the best. I think, I have to say, having used it, I'm impressed. I mean, it really it does the job.
Yeah. See, I thought it was brand new, but I think
it is
probably
brand new. It is brand new.
Yeah. Is that they're trying to make a push now because, well, like I said, I hope the guys make a go of it.
I'm buying one just to help them out.
Oh, well, you're a sweetheart. Yeah. Could you buy mine?
Yeah.
No.
I'll buy it from you. All right. Hey, that's a great gadget. The Smart Shopper from smartshopperusa.com. Do that one on the radio show to help them a little bit more.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Show. Yeah. Yeah. Give them a little extra plug.
Perfect. This is from Andrew H. in Genoa, Illinois. I'm getting an echo back.
Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting to turn the echo off. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Dick and Leo, you guys are talking about The Simpsons on Daily Gizwiz 412. I thought I'd drop you a quick note about it. In my high school sociology class, we spent a whole day on The Simpsons. Oh, really? You call that working?
It is sociology. I mean, it is, that's their society.
The best thing about The Simpsons is that the jokes are on multiple levels of maturity.
Oh, that's right.
An older person might view a joke in The Simpsons different than a younger person would.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Andrew H., actually, that is the theory behind Mad Magazine, is if you think it's funny, put it in there. If a kid doesn't get the reference, maybe he'll go. And something I wanted to throw in the name Leona Helmsley, you know, and someone said, what kid is going to know that name? And then someone else said, well, they might look it up on the internet, or someone who lives in New York or watches the news will know her name. Just throw it in there.
But even if not, it's just a funny name. And it works
absolutely.
On that level.
No, absolutely. Yes. And I think one of the letters we get most often is from older guys who said, I was going to throw my Mad Magazine collection I bought when I was a kid, and wow, there was stuff in there
I had no idea
when I was 12.
And The Simpsons is the same way. Absolutely.
The Simpsons, exactly the same way. Oh. They will throw in bizarre references that I think there must be 9 people on Earth that understand that. Kind of like this podcast. although, in this case, 7.
Only 7 subscribe, so it doesn't matter if 9 can understand. The other two will just have to do without.
So anyway, so that's the letter of the day.
Yeah.
And that's from Andrew H.
Thank you, Andrew H. And thank you, Dickie D. And we'll see you tomorrow, because tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is.
Oh, new theme Friday.
New theme Friday. We'll visit you in the Gadget Warehouse. We'll see you then. Take care,
Dick. Okay. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.